Court to order this morning, please. Do we have anybody that would like to volunteer for prayer? I'll pray this morning. Please join me. Dear Lord, we have so many things to be thankful for, living in this great country, this great state, this great county. We're very thankful for all the blessings that you give us. We ask that you would put your hands on this court. We've got some decisions to make this week that's going to affect the people that live here. We ask that you would guide us through that process. I ask that you would be with our law enforcement, our first responders, our military people, and please keep them safe. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Join me in the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. All members of the court are present this morning, with the exception of Judge Doyle. I need a motion on the approval of Commissioner's Court agenda, please.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. This morning we have Employee Committee presentation of the month for June and July. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
We are going to do June and July. We're going to do them together. We have someone else that's going to present them for me.
Commissioners, it is my honor and privilege to present the Employee of the Month for June and July to Patty and Sylvia. Now, these two have been through it for the last year and a half, I can assure you. You know, they...
Thank you. Apparently, they had no idea, really.
Had no clue.
You know, these two have kind of had to shift gears, you know, from the way Judge Seiler did things to the way we do things now. And they've done a great job. That transition has been seamless. You guys have done a tremendous job. And they've taken care of me. They've trained me as a new county judge. They've helped me with all the statutory issues that need to be taken care of. They've done what needs to be done. I don't even have to ask. Most of the time, I don't even know what they're doing. That's the way I like it. We have deemed Patty our director of first impressions, because when you walk in that office, that's the first person that they see, and she does such a great job. Patty, we appreciate everything that you do. And Sylvia has created a new ESD association for us and has kind of reached out to the community to bring the ESDs together and gone above, way above and beyond her duties as in the office here of the county judge. And so to each of these ladies, you know, over the last couple of months, you know, in a 30-day period, we had two basically 500-year flood events, and they were here every minute of every day, making sure that what needed to be taken care of got taken care of. So it's just tremendous pleasure and great honor that we get to award you with the Employees of the Month, and thank you for all that you do. I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for all that y'all do.
Clerk,
need to consider and approve Commissioner's Court minutes from regular session dated July 12th,
Move.
2016.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Do we have any change on the consent agenda, anybody?
I need to remove one, Commissioner. On page 3D, D1, engineering services for Westwood subdivision, I need to remove that off the agenda, please.
Okay. Anybody else have any changes?
No.
With that change, consider a motion for the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Consent agenda passes. Brings us to the citizens' portion. Now invite the public to address the court on any items on today's agenda. Please state your name and topic of your comment before beginning your remarks. Public comment may not exceed 3 minutes. Do we have some folks here that would like to speak on an item on the agenda? We have some animal shelter. We have Robert Howell and Pat Howell.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
I have just a couple of little concerns as far as the Montgomery County Animal Shelters. Here in the 14th of July, we always get our animals at the shelter, naturally. But we adopted an elderly female dog, and she had been in the shelter since April. And come to find out, it would be January of 17 before this animal could get spayed. I think that's a little out of sight, 6 months to be spayed. Plus, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if we need more vet time at the shelter. I think would help solve the problem, what I'm hearing. Is you got one vet and this just can't handle everything that's going on. So I don't know if we can allow something in your budget for a little more vet time, you know. So that's my main concern, is to make sure. I think spading and neutering is the only way we're going to ever control this animal problem, you know. I think everybody agree with that. Also, as far as I think the animal shelter, or being the county, could probably recoup some of the money to help if they sold medication on site. You know, they don't sell any medications. You have to go to a vet and buy medication, where if the county shelter sold medication, they could recoup that money for themselves. You know, make a little profit to help cover some of the other, maybe the vet bill. You know. And also a question on as far as volunteers. I know we have inmates that has to do community, service. Is it not possible that these inmates could do community service at the shelter, or is that not feasible? And also, I think all animals before they leave the shelter should be spayed and neutered, if possible, to help accommodate the either the foster parent or the adoptive parent. You know, as everybody knows, it's hard to keep an animal separated from the public if, you know, when it comes to time to go in heat and what have you. They dig, they fight. I've got a Sheltie, not a Sheltie, I'm sorry, my Sheltie died. I've got a beagle and this female, and they're wanting to fight, and both animals, is no fight. I mean, there's not fight in them. I got a beagle, and this other one's a bloodhound mix. So they're not fighting dogs, but they want to fight, and I think it's strictly because she has not been fixed.
Sir, your 3 minutes are up. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you for coming today.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm back. I ran out of time the last time I was here. My name is Jamie Baylor. I'm from South County, Spring, and I have some questions concerning the animal shelter. Page 13, item 21B, the donations mentioned in this item. Will these donations be going directly to the care and the benefit of the animals, or will they be going towards salaries or any other expenses of the shelter? That's a concern. And then the update from the Shelter Advisory Board. Why are the volunteers being forced out and the shelter employees understaffed? And as evidenced by the timesheets, management staff is accruing significant hours of overtime. It seems like the same problems that have existed now for months since I've been involved with shelter issues continue. You and I talked, Mr. Clark. You never called me back, so that makes me wonder. What are your intentions where the shelter is concerned? Is it going to go on until it's run in the ground and then possibly sold as a valuable piece of property? I've heard these questions asked, and I think the people who are interested in Montgomery County government, and particularly those interested in the care of helpless and homeless animals, need to know what direction you're going to take and what changes are going to be made, such as volunteers being identified by wearing T-shirts that say I'm a volunteer. The chaos that typically exists there on any given day. I was there one day and a dog is just wetting on the floor where people are lined up to adopt. There's no oversight on site where the public is going in and out. And these are just a few of the concerns, the high salary of the director. Never seen him at the shelter. It's not the people who suffer. It's not the management staff. It's not even the volunteers. But ultimately, it's the animals. And
thank you. Thanks for your comment.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm Shannon Hill. I live in Commissioner Metter's district. You know why I'm here. The same reason I'm here every time. The animal shelter situation has not been fixed. It's not even close to fixed. Montgomery County is one of the fastest growing counties in the United States. Our infrastructure has to grow to keep up, and the way we do business has to modernize to keep up. That's not happening at the animal shelter. So we've got basically what amounts to a third world shelter in one of the fastest growing counties in the country. That's not okay. In the last couple of weeks, there's been a dog that almost strangled himself trying to climb out of a cage. Two volunteers found him literally hanging by his neck from the top of a kennel. They got him down. A couple of employees wandered by and said, "Oh, you got it. It's fine." There was no concern at all for the animals. None. Your community cat program. You've all gotten an email this morning from a lady who brought in a cat as a community cat. She wanted the cat put up for adoption. 2 days later, the cat was dumped off in her yard with a clipped ear. She called the shelter, and I'm quoting her directly. She says that Dr. Hayden told her, "Well, don't feed it, it'll go away." That's not how the community cat program is supposed to work. The whole principle behind community cats is that the animals have to be fed and cared for and have to have access to reasonable, safe places to live. They're not supposed to be released again in places where they'll be in danger. This animal was in danger because when she found it, it had a rope tied around its neck so tightly that it could barely breathe. She told the animal control officers this. Strangely, it winds up right back in the same place. That's not how this is supposed to work. Another message I got this week. Volunteers are being told by employees that the reason the shelter didn't participate and clear the shelter is because Dr. Hayden didn't want to be bothered with having to deal with volunteers at an event of that size, because he doesn't like to deal with volunteers. We're too much trouble. Gentlemen, none of these things are progress. Every one of these things is a step in the wrong direction. None of us is willing to go backwards. We don't want to go back to the way things used to be, where it looked pretty on the outside, but it still wasn't satisfactory. And we're certainly not content with the way things are, with a total lack of transparency, a total lack of accountability, and a constantly increasing budget with no apparent oversight to make sure that that budget is benefiting the animals directly. So we're asking you yet again, for transparency, accountability, and appropriate standards of animal care, which include vetting, enough food for each animal based on weight and condition.
Shannon, I believe your time is up.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Anyone else this morning?
Good morning. My name is Patricia Hale. I also have a comment about the shelter. When I went to take my dog there the other day for her microchip, because when I adopted her originally on the 14th, no microchip could be found, even though it did state that she was already microchipped. I did talk to some of the employees and found a little bit of information. I understand that the vet there, she's 6 months pregnant right now, and she does about 30 spay and neuters per day. It might help if we can possibly have some kind of contract with a vet school like A&M for their soon-to-be doctors, vets, to do like a preceptorship or an internship at the animal shelter. Lone Star College also has a wonderful vet tech program that perhaps they can do like a internship or a preceptorship at the animal shelter, possibly giving, you know, shots or medications. I understand that the Dr. Hayden, who's the director, is hardly ever there. I don't know for a fact. That was some information I received, that he is always in court due to all the lawsuits that the Montgomery County Animal Shelter is always having to go to court over. I don't know. That's all I have to say. Thank you,
ma'am.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any comments this morning? Yes, sir.
Howdy and good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ron Bowman, and I'm here to discuss some of the things that are coming up in your budget. And one of the items here about the per diem rate, I want to thank you all for being elected officials and putting in time for us. But I also ask that every day that you guys make a decision on our behalf, it's on our behalf. You have a fiscal and financial responsibility to us. Things like allowing $51 for a meal, I understand that it's an effort to make things efficient. I do ask, however, why? Why allow it at all? If it's costing the county money, why? Why is it a free ticket? Why do you guys get steak dinners? Every dollar coming out of my pocket and everyone else's pocket affects my family, my generations of family. That's how you get a national debt. Time value money. So as you go into this next budget, think about ways to cut back on expenses. You could have a twofer here. You can make a decision, no more eating out on the taxpayers' dollars. Then you can reduce the cost of having people audit it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else this morning? If not, we'll move on. Ninth District Court. Judge, how are you?
I'm good, sir. Good morning. How are y'all?
Good morning.
I'm asking that you consider and approve the amount of $270.56 to be added to budget line 347462 for the rental of a copier printer for the 9th District Courtroom. I ask you to name a funding source. This is a copier printer that all the other courts that do the same kind of work that I have in the courtroom. Makes it much more efficient, have it accessible to all the courts, court staff, and defense attorneys and prosecutors that use and generate a tremendous amount of paperwork.
Move. Contingency.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Before I ask for BNC, I just want to give props to Paul Cates and his department for the incredible efficiency in which they got the 9th District Court up to ADA standards for me. Obviously a huge help on day one. I had a ramp to the bench. It looks great. I do have about four or five different colors of blue carpet now in the courtroom, which is why I'm asking that you consider and approve the amount of $9,430.94 to be added to budget line 434-7390 for the purchase of carpet for the courtroom and offices and any other funding source.
Judge, do you mind if we address that during the budget hearings and we get with Paul Case on carpet over, there's a strategy for carpet for the whole county instead of just department by department.
And I was willing to do that, but I was told by other commissioners to go ahead and bring it forward, so that's what I was doing.
And okay, our request is if you approve.
Now, this is something, I don't want to wait until October 1st to do this.
Yeah, I don't think we'd have to wait, but just kind of get a message from Paul on where all the carpet, what his needs are, what he has planned already.
Yeah, this is something we need to do pretty
Paul's
quick.
Paul's here right now.
Not at all?
Yeah, I move contingency.
Okay.
And commissioners, could y'all make that where the budget actually goes into building maintenance so administratively he can process the payment for that carpet instead of into the Ninth District Court?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
All right, yeah, we can do, I'm fine with doing it now. That's I just wanted to see if he had anything and run it through Paul.
Yeah, evidently it's not on his purview there. So do we have a motion and a second?
I motion.
All in favor?
Contingency.
Aye.
Also asking that you consider and approve the amount of $13,235.72 to be added to the budget line for purchase of furniture for the courtroom and office furniture. Some of the furniture in the courtroom is actually surplus from the DA's office when I was working there. That courtroom needs to be more professional.
I move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Contingency is the funding source. Thank you, Judge. County Clerk.
I'm here to talk about the per diem rate that you adopted last month for travel for meals expenses. First of all, I want to say that we had no idea that was happening during the budget process of preparation or submission. And when we got it, we took those numbers, the dollar numbers that y'all had come up with, and we ran those numbers and we were quite surprised what we had actually spent versus what we would pay out under the per diem plan. I'm curious if when you adopted it, there was any thought or process given to that, to know that you were going to pay out for our office. Well, let's just look at it. I gave you the numbers. For the year, our current budget year, what we actually spent versus what would have been paid out in the per diem system, there's a $969.49 difference. In FY 2015, a $959.15 difference. We would have had to have asked for that money to increase our budget, but that's not the reason I'm here. The reason I'm here is the principle of paying more than was actually spent by the employee. Mr. Turnbull does not feel comfortable telling the voters of this county, and his constituents and the other people that live here, it doesn't matter that Darren went to a conference in 2015, I'm sorry, and in 4 days I never spent $1 on food. But I would have been paid $178.50 for that time that I was there. A lot of the conferences that we attend, breakfast and lunch are provided. There are evening things that go on that meals are provided to us. So that was all very troubling. I understand the position of it takes a lot of time and effort to prepare those, and it takes a lot of time and effort to audit those. But if our little department is only, let's say, $1,000, I would be curious to know, and I understand that this number was presented at the agenda meeting on Thursday, I was not able to attend, what the sheriff's department cost would be, what the district attorney's office cost would be. I would challenge you that it would be quite substantial. What we are asking is that we be allowed to not participate in the per diem reimbursement, that we actually be allowed to present the charges that were incurred by the employee. Mr. Turnbull will approve those and will sign off on those, and we will submit those to the auditor so that we are paying what was actually spent. The fact that we weren't aware, I don't think it would have changed anything in the budget policy. I don't think in our budget preparation, I don't think we would ask for money, more money, because it's inappropriate. And I would hope that the other elected officials would feel that same way. I can't speak for them, so I don't know, but I can assure you that just for some statements that have already been here made here this morning, that there are citizens of this county that would find it inappropriate. So we are asking for something special. I think that we can work with Phyllis to work something out, to come to some agreement that we can do this so that we are actually paying for the expenses that we incurred.
So the auditor's office worked with the purchasing department and the HR department on this policy. It wasn't just created in a vacuum. This policy was drafted after policies in similar counties of similar sizes, all within the state of Texas. And the rate that was chosen was a rate that complies with IRS standards to not become a taxable benefit because it's deemed at a minimum amount. To allow certain departments to opt out of participation in the policy would eliminate the efficiencies that we're trying to gain by having this sort of policy. I understand what the county clerk's office is saying, but I know that there are other instances that are the exact opposite, where perhaps employees spent more on day one and nothing at all on days two and three, and they could only be capped to a certain dollar amount based on what was expended on day one. No policy will ever be a one-size-fits-all and be perfect. This is one that we did feel was appropriate for Montgomery County, considering Montgomery County's current demographics.
I think Mr. Turnbull wants to speak.
So am I to understand if we submit something to you on what would be a $51 day that you won't pay $20 instead of $51?
The employee would have the option of not claiming every day of travel if that was what they chose to do, but the current policy would be that the payment would be 75% of that $51 on travel days and 100% of that $51 on days that they're gone the whole time.
So if we have a cap, a top number, we can't submit something less than what the cap is. You're going to insist that you pay the cap. Is that what you're saying?
That's what the policy is, yes, sir.
May I? What's your name, Robert?
Yes.
Let's say we had a one-day event and a two-day event for a total of, would it be $89.25?
Okay.
And we only spent, let's see, that'd be $49.25. That's our actual expenditure that we incurred, far less than this cap that you have said, this arbitrary cap that's justifiable, but arbitrary nonetheless. So you want to take this $40 out of Robert's pocket and give it to a county employee to reimburse them in excess of actual expenditures. Is that correct?
What I would like to do
based
is...
Based on what you just said, that's correct?
What I'd like to do is...
Because I want to ask Rowdy here if he wants that $40. One second. See, Rowdy wants that $40 that he didn't have an actual expenditure. Is that... You're good with that? You're okay with taking the $40 in excess of your actual expenditures on a training event?
Mr. Turnbull, I think we are pretty well aware of what you're trying to demonstrate. We don't need these antics played out. We understand that.
I'm trying to illustrate the point so we understand. I think this is what your policy is, and this is what you're dictating.
I think it's been clearly illustrated. Okay. What you're not taking into account is the sheer volume and amount of paper. It's ridiculous in 2016 to submit paper receipts to her office and have people have to go through.
We wouldn't be submitting any additional paper to her office as long as
that's what you're doing now.
I understand what we're doing now. I'm fully aware of that.
Okay.
Because I've been doing it for 20 some odd years.
All right.
All I'm suggesting is whatever piece of paper that we would submit to the auditor, as long as we have a number of actual expenditures that is below the 51, let's say, that's all that should be reimbursed.
There's a value placed on the amount of time that employees spend tracking down and keeping up with receipts of paper. Thermal receipts fade and aren't retainable without being Xeroxed, which doubles the volume of the paper.
We wouldn't be submitting any of that to you under what we proposed, that we would maintain that and submit a number. You don't want any documentation anyway under the new plan. We wouldn't be submitting any documentation other than here is a form that's $51, and we only spent...
Your office will be spending time doing that, just like there's no telling how much time you spent calculating years past. What's your salary and what's your salary?
It's an insignificant
and how much time was spent calculating 2 years worth of history of what you spent?
Well, we keep pretty good records, so it didn't take but about an hour and a half.
Okay.
So
Look, I believe Montgomery County has a policy. If you're not happy with the policy, you came, you vetted, you told us how you feel. As long as you're a member of Montgomery County in a department here, we have a countywide policy.
I'm a department here. I'm an elected official here.
If we want to change that, then I think the court can consider that.
You're willing and able to do that as you want as an elected official. I'm not so sure you can apply that to us. But we will. If you've made your decision today and you don't intend to make any adjustment, that you intend to take that excess fund above actual expenditures to conform to your policy, to stick it the county employees' pockets for no valid reason, then that's your decision.
I think that's your words, not mine.
Mark, we appreciate your feelings, and we understand. We get it. But there is a countywide effect that we're looking at here, and we understand Phyllis's viewpoint, and we understand yours.
That's fine.
Do we have a motion?
I always thought that the 51 was the cap. You would reimburse everything, but if it was over 51, we weren't going to get reimbursed.
Not any longer, Commissioner.
That's the way I took this.
So our prior policy, prior to the one that's currently in place, was that the county would reimburse up to $50 per day for travel, for meals and incidentals. Reimburse means that you have to prove that you spent it to begin with, which means while you're traveling, you have to keep up with all of those receipts, come back, get those receipts in a reimbursable format, get them to our office, and we have to process those payments. So for some departments, maybe not the county clerk's office, but some other departments, that's quite a time-intensive effort. It's also quite time intensive once it gets to the auditor's office. So the new policy was an attempt to spend less man hours, which is where we spend the majority of our budget dollars involved in this, and a little bit more on maybe the expense side, but far less dollars would be spent in man hours.
Is there someone here from the Sheriff's Department that can state what the number was for your department?
I can tell you what I was told came out at budget, that they spent $17,000, but it would have actually gone to $34,000. An additional $17,000 would have doubled what they actually spent versus what was spent. Whoever was at the meeting on Thursday. So, gentlemen, we're not asking that we send receipts. Mr. Turnbull is the elected official. He does have the right to sign off. And so all we're asking is that you pay based on what he signs off on. That responsibility will fall to us. I understand your position, and based on what you decide, we'll seek additional counsel just to figure out what it is we need to do to accomplish.
Phyllis, why couldn't we have a tiered, like a three-tier? I mean, I understand we've got a person up there, and I mean, if you don't look at this, I mean, it's a daunting task, especially when you've got this department going, 15 people going here, and they bring back, you know, 30 receipts, and you know, all this comes in. It's almost like the shoebox at the end of the year that everybody hates to open with taxes. This lady is, or gentleman, or whatever the case may be, is constantly auditing. That expense is a constant. And, you know, as we grow, you know, it's going to be more cumbersome. And I somewhat agree with the gentleman that got up and spoke. I mean, you know, if I want a steak, I'll pay for a steak. If I want a hamburger, I'll pay for a hamburger. But $51 is the full day. It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But like you're saying, is a lot of these conferences, you get breakfast and lunch. So why can't we just have 51, 35, 25, or 50, 35, 25, and then if you got a breakfast and a lunch and you want to turn in the 25, that's good. But, you know, I think one size fits all is basically probably getting into the taxpayers' pockets. I don't want us to get into a counting nightmare, but how hard would it be if they just turned it in and says, and one employee could turn in, it's just basically the honor system, I guess, but we're not going to go back and check.
I think it falls back on the elected official or the department head that approves that payment.
That knows
if it's not correct, then that's the person it's going to go back on, not the auditor. And I will tell you that the state of Texas, they do have this similar, but you have to state that you ate breakfast, you ate lunch, and you ate dinner. They're broken out. And so if you didn't eat those, you don't get reimbursed for
those.
Why
don't we defer
so
this item until next court? Obviously, I don't think we're going to come to a conclusion.
We'll
okay,
back,
I appreciate
sorry.
That, and we would like to be
come
involved in the discussion.
Let's,
okay, we will come back.
All right. Item deferred. Sheriff.
Judge, before you judge real quick, matter. Phyllis, if you can bring us some numbers back on what the actual, maybe for 2015 and through this year, what the actual expenditures were based on receipts and what it would be under this policy.
and I don't know if you can do it or not, if you even have that information available, but how many hours do we spend going through these pieces of paper? And I've been through it. We've all been through it when we travel. I mean, you guys do a good job. That's the auditing process. But you have to review each item. And I even had to take a glass of tea off of mine one time.
Yeah, bottle of water.
So, I mean, it's obvious that it's a lot of time spent, which is the job. But anyway, if you could give us some idea of what that is without going to a whole lot of trouble.
And Sheriff, since your department was drug into it, if you could bring us those numbers too, so we know. Was it 34,000? Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Morning, Sheriff.
Morning, Commissioners. On 13A, I asked you to consider and approve the interlocal agreement between Harris County and Montgomery County for the donation of the microwave radio system.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Thank you.
Passes.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sheriff. Constable, Precinct 3. Morning, Constable.
Good morning, gentlemen, commissioners. 14A, I'm asking that you consider and approve a new position for Constable Precinct 3, slotted as a 9-year investigator in our current step plan, salary, benefits, and equipment to be funded by the Woodlands Township.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Constable Precinct 4.
Morning, Commissioners. Consider and approve the law enforcement agency agreement renewal application for participation between the State of Texas and Montgomery County Precinct 4 with respect to excess Department of Defense personal property transferred pursuant to 10 U.S.C. 257A in order to promote the efficient and expeditious transfer of personal property and accountability of the same.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Constable. Airport. Mr. Smith, how are you?
Fine, Commissioner. Good morning. Good morning, Commissioners. Good morning.
How are you?
Well, thank you. Item 16A, consider and approve a funding source for extended consultant services from Vesta Ray and Associates for the period August 1st, 2016 through September 2016. For the completion of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Federal Inspection Service project in the amount of $11,100. We're asking you to name a funding source so that a subsequent item today could be considered. We do have funds available in which you've already approved for the construction of the facility. The change order amounts so far have been about 1.5%, so in that 4% contingency, there are funds available, and this would allow us to complete this consultant work through the end of the project with Vesta Ray.
I think it's important. Vesta's the one that kind of got us here, and we've had some delays, which really have been minor, but we're, what, about a month behind, month and a half?
Yes,
and it's important that we keep her on till the end. So do I have a motion?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item 16B, consider and take appropriate action to approve partial termination of lease between Montgomery County and Wing Jet Center, LLC, terminating lease as to the following tracks, and the tracks are listed in your agenda item. This would be a termination in order to then, it's related to the next item. What's happened is that the Wing family, since the passing of John Wing last year, has assessed what they want to do with their long-standing business at the airport. They have elected to work a deal with Black Forest Ventures to sell a percentage of their lease holdings at the airport to Black Forest. And this termination would recognize that and would leave a remainder of the leasehold still with the Wing family. And that's a little over 2 acres, including the large aircraft hangar out of that 5-hangar complex.
I move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Can we go back to A real quick and name a funding source?
I move and name contingency.
Or did you want to use funds of the unexpended construction costs?
Yes, it would be. That would be the construction, the 6291.
4-2, I think we had talked about, Scott.
I move.
Yes.
Second.
Favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Back to item B.
Did that include B and C, Scott? Or
No, it included B, Commissioner.
Okay, we've already moved on that.
Okay, item C, consider and take appropriate action to approve lease between Montgomery County and Black Forest Ventures Aviation LLC for a 5.412-acre tract and a 0.895-acre tract and a 0.281-acre tract at the Conroe North Houston Regional Airport. That is the parts of that lease from Wing that are being assigned.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Community Development.
Good morning.
Morning.
Please consider and approve the 2016 Consolidated Annual Action Plan and authorize actions to implement the plan. Please authorize County Judge Pro Tem to sign the documents related to the plan.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And at B, please consider and approve and authorize the County Judge Pro Tem to execute the 2014 and fiscal year 2015 home public service grant agreements between Montgomery County and Angel Reach. This is a nonprofit which assists youth who have aged out of foster care and are aging out into homelessness. And so they are trying to provide transitional housing for these youth to keep them from dropping into homelessness. And we're going to help them buy an apartment complex to do that with, hopefully.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Is this?
Thank you.
Is this Angel Reach? Is that the group that helps homeless teenagers?
Yes. Yes.
Good program. Thank you. Court of Office of Court Administration. That Nathan.
How you doing, Nathan?
All right.
Good. Thank you. In item 18A, I'm asking that you consider and approve use of the District County Court's Technology Fund for replacing judges' iPads. They use these iPads on a pretty regular basis, signing warrants for the DA's office overnight, and ask that you approve $1,035 to the 9th District Court, Department 434-7390, and $1,035 to the 221st District Court, line 437-7390.
Move. And gentlemen, we can't move. This is a special revenue fund. We can't move funds from this fund, so we ask that you authorize the expenditures in this fund for these specific courts. There are cost centers set up in there.
Okay.
Move. Motion and second.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
How are you?
Good morning. I'd ask that you consider and approve allocating to adult probation the office space designated as the mailroom in the basement of the courthouse. We are expanding services at our existing location, so we're in need of office space. I'm asking to move our court officers to the courthouse, and that entrance is down at the bottom. There'll be no client traffic, so there won't be any interruption in the coming going of any of the judicial staff.
This will be permanent?
Sorry?
This will be permanently? This will be permanently, moving them there permanently?
The plan is that, yes. They're in court. Most of the time is spent in court, so they just need office space to go back and do just general paperwork and duties.
Nobody's there right now?
Nobody. It's empty. I've been in there with Paul Case. There's some furniture in there. That's about it.
If it's a good use for the...
Is there anything else needs to be done in there?
Yeah.
Next item would be replace the carpet.
Okay. I move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The next would be consider and approve replacing the carpet in the mailroom at a cost of $2,125.84. The carpet is in really, really bad condition.
That's 30 years old.
Yeah, it's breaking.
Move.
We would place these funds in the building maintenance budget as well.
Okay. Perfect.
Do we need a motion on this, or is it
just contingency and move it to building maintenance?
Need a motion? Got a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Services. Consider approve an increase. Is anybody here from forensic service?
I guess that's going to be me.
Well, you better get on up here.
We didn't know, Jim.
When it said forensic service, I've been looking around the room. Well, let's do that. But we are assisting with that right now in the interim without a director. The new director will be taking office August 1st, Dr. Paneri. I've consulted with Heather, the office manager in forensics, and HR informed us that we need this funding in order to have the line item funded to pay her salary, Dr. Paneri's salary, through the end of this fiscal year, and that's what the request is for.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
You, Commissioner.
Thank you. Animal shelter.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Dr. Hayden. I have a couple items. I would like to take a couple minutes to talk about some of the things you've heard today. I know they come up in court every time, and we don't really talk about them publicly. I would like to do that here instead of writing you guys emails and explaining it every time. That way the county can hear it as well. Last time we...
Amy, real quick, is there any issue if it's an item not noticed as far as discussing it just because it was mentioned by the public? Should it be discussed?
I thought we are noticed. I thought we were noticed on here. Animal shelter is supposed to be
here.
Well,
he wants
here to
address the concerns that were brought up by the public today.
Do I just need to put that on agenda every time?
I thought it was on.
Well, these are part of the comment. This is out of your discussion with the animal shelter advisory board, right?
No, sir.
Okay. So that's what you have. That's what we have there.
Okay. We can do it under that then.
Yeah. Just go ahead and do your agenda items, and then you can come back up.
You bet. Thanks, sir. I would ask that you consider and approve the Petco Foundation grant application for the amount of $500,000 for the animal shelter that was submitted on July 15th. Please authorize me to apply and submit the application on behalf of Montgomery County.
I move. No cost to the county.
Is there no recurring cost? Nothing?
No cost, no match.
No match, yeah.
The only caveat is we can't use it to reduce the budget, whether we have to spend it on for the betterment and care of the animals.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Secondly, I'd like to ask that you consider and approve the creation of a cost center 63311. Animal shelter donations and authorize the animal shelter to continuously receive unrestricted donations. Additionally, authorize the carryover of the unspent funds in the cost center to the following fiscal year.
Gentlemen, we tried to set this one up similarly to a budget that's already created in the library, where perhaps frequent donations are received in small amounts. That way there's a more detailed accounting for how those were spent later, and it allows the carryover from those funds from year to year without coming to you each time.
Right. Just allows for transparency as well, so people can know if they're giving us $5, they know it's going directly to an animal instead of to a general fund.
Motion is second.
I move. Nobody second it.
Oh, I'll second it. That's fine.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Purchasing.
There's one more.
Oh.
Are you speaking on?
Do you want to speak first?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I skipped C.
Item C.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning. Hello, commissioners. Thank you for allowing me this time to speak. My name is Kathy Jocelyn, and I am a member of the Montgomery County Animal Shelter Advisory Board. I was asked to be on the board, and I feel very proud to do so. I am also a volunteer. I, along with Shirley Kuzak and Stephanie Gaynor, meet monthly with Commissioner Clark and Director Todd Hayden regarding the issues and the goals for our shelter. We feel we are making strides in improving the infrastructure of the shelter, and we would like to thank you, commissioners, for being open to these positive improvements and increasing the budget to do so. The improved budget is a huge part of making our shelter one that will work properly and one that the taxpayers will all be proud of. We have increased the staff, medical positions, and we have a spay-neuter programs being implemented or being developed. Yet this all takes time to implement. We have an epidemic of overpopulated unwanted animals in our county. Animals arrive daily at the shelter, some near death from neglect or abuse. We no doubt have a challenge on our hands. Now that we have the support from you, our county commissioners, and dedication of you, Commissioner Jim Clark, to do right for the animals, we, the volunteers, now need to work together in a positive movement to make Montgomery County Animal Shelter the best that it can be. I feel the frustration that is expressed by many of what yet needs to be done. I welcome your input and ideas, because I know that is how we will improve. We will soon have a volunteer coordinator in place, and I urge everyone to please work together with that coordinator. There will continue to be challenges, but that is why we volunteers do what we do. It's for the animals. We are their voice. Our goal is to never let an animal endure suffering once it enters the shelter. Our goal is to save every animal's life and rehome them. Our goal is to have volunteers, staff, and county working together to be the voice of the animals. Thank you, commissioners, for helping us get there.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
So, gentlemen, I'm on that board as well, and I just wanted to follow up. Kathy said is very true. We have a volunteer coordinator. You guys approved it. We're interviewing this Wednesday for that, so those things are coming. So volunteers can have an opportunity to be there. They'll have badges and things that allow them to be in certain places that they're allowed. The Clear the Shelter event that we didn't participate in, we're already doing. We already have $10 spays and neuters on things that are, or $10 adoptions on things that are already spayed and neutered. It's not an event that we're not already kind of doing. But we don't have the veterinary care to get another 100 done for that event. And I know it's budget time. We'll talk about how we need to approach this. Shelters that are our size, BARC is very similar to us. Their budget's $12.5 million. We're at 2.3, which isn't an increase over what it was before. It's just where it was just hidden in revenues. So, and then somebody asked if we could start selling things, and we've discussed that, and that's going to be up to you guys more than me. So, with that, I do appreciate what you guys have done. Most of you have supported the shelter completely, and I appreciate that. I appreciate what you do. Thank you.
Dr. Hyde, can you address the room that's locked in the back that seems to be the big mystery room? And
yes, sir. So the
I'm on the Animal Advisory Board, and this is discussion.
Yeah. So the board knows about it, too. The blue room is locked forever. When the county took over, we had an epidemic of distemper. We'd adopt dogs out. They'd end up dying in homes. So what we've done is the back two rooms, stray hold, have come up. Those dogs, once their stray hold's up, they can move to blue. In blue, they're either going to get sick or stay healthy. From blue, they should move up to adoptable rooms or back to isolation. And that has greatly decreased our amount of distemper in the county, or at least in our shelter. So people want healthy animals when they get them. And we don't just take in healthy animals off the street. We have to get them there, get them vetted, get them medicated. Distemper is not something we can stop without actually closing the shelter, find another place for them, whether it's county fairgrounds, spend a ton of money, and make people really unhappy. So what we did is that, and it's been working really well.
Okay.
So, but if we just allow people to go in and walk them, they get nose to nose and they pass that virus, and we're in the same place we were. So people aren't going to be happy either way. You're either going to have really sick dogs or you're not going to walk some dogs.
Okay.
Any other questions, gentlemen?
Just hang tight there.
Thank you, Doc.
I'm on the Animal Advisory Board myself, and you know, I've sat up here and took. I can't say anything, so I guess I've maybe figured out a way I can say something. You know, the amount of energy and the amount of time and the amount of, you know, going into all the negativity that we've got. If we just all come together and try to work together. You know, it was said earlier that, you know, two volunteers rescued a dog. Well, one volunteer I don't know who the gentleman was, but I appreciate him being there and helping the animal. The animal, you know, we didn't put the animal in that situation. He's, I think they called it a climber, where he climbed and got hung up. And it was said there was two volunteers helping. Well, I saw one volunteer in saving the dog, and I didn't see the other volunteer because he was behind the camera taking a picture so we could put it out and create some more negativity about our shelter. And I just, you know, I work hard every day trying to do something, and it just seems like it gets torn down. You know, some of my very close friends and colleagues that I work with, you know, Commissioner, why do you do it? And I said, well, you know, I love animals. And number one, I held my hand up and said, I'm going to fix this. And until y'all are ready to, you know, come and sit down and start trying to be part of the solution, I don't know what to do. Well, I'll tell you what we can do is y'all tell me what a great job y'all will do about running the animal shelter, and that y'all know how to raise money and y'all know how to do this. Well, guess what? Go open yourself up an animal shelter. We've got more than we can handle. Can you imagine? They talk about his salary. Could you imagine if your job was to sit at your house and every day somebody dropped off 60 dogs and cats at your front door? And that includes Saturdays and Sundays, folks. The animal, you know, the animal population is exploding. One of the things we're doing, we've purchased a piece of property over in East Montgomery County. We're in the process of getting the building. Over a third of the animals come from East Montgomery County. And the only way we're ever going to get a handle on this is to get a full-time spay and neuter. We've had a lot of good groups. Some of the groups that some people here today are involved with that have done spay and neuter, it's showing up in the numbers. You know, if we could ever get to where we're spaying and neutering more than we've got out on the street, it's going to make a difference. But this fighting, this Facebook posting, you know, I've been summoned to the animal shelter. I sent a picture, filthy conditions. Commissioner, the animal shelter's falling apart. How can you let this happen? What they didn't know is I was 2 minutes away, and I drove over there. There's the filthy kennel. There's 140 clean kennels. You know, this type of foolishness, Commissioner Riley's been called over a couple of different times, and he's witnessed. You know, dogs go to the bathroom, folks. If that's all you've got to do is send folks in to take pictures of dirty kennels and post them on Facebook so you can make the animal shelter look bad, I wish you'd come help clean some of those kennels. And, you know, Dr. Hayden, you know, we had a deal where somebody sprayed some dogs. I'm just wanting to answer all this because, I mean, I can't answer it, so I'm answering it right now. We found somebody, went back and ran the tape, and we found somebody that has sprayed the dogs. They no longer work for Montgomery County Animal Shelter. We will not put up with that type of treatment. So we get another picture saying they're still spraying the dogs. Dr. Hayden sits up there, I think, Friday night or Saturday during the day. I don't remember what it was. We've ruined the tape for 2 hours, and we've got somebody with a hat on and glasses lurking around the corner trying to take a picture of whatever they think will look good against the animal shelter. Folks, that's sick. So let's either get on the bandwagon and let's help the animal shelter and make it a better place to be, or go start your own animal shelter. We got plenty. We'll give you all you can handle. Dr. Hayden, you got anything else to add?
No, sir. Yesterday was the first time we've been under capacity since I started. And that's our community. Our rescues are up. Our fosters are up. Our community is doing a good job. It's just there is a small group that does not want us to do well, you know. And I understand they're frustrated, and they've been frustrated for a long time. And it doesn't just stop there. We have to fund the shelter, you know. 2.3 doesn't do it. When Bark's doing it at 12.5, 2.3 doesn't cut it. That building is falling down. That being said, you're not giving me $12 million to run a shelter. There's no way. I mean, we need to, you know, crawl before we walk and walk before we run. So, but we can do a whole lot going forward. And like you're talking about doing a spay neuter, low-cost spay neuter out in East County, putting a building there that functions every day. You know, actually 50 plus percent come from East County. We need to get out there and target it and actually drop the numbers that come through. So, and those things are coming forward, and we'll talk about those in the coming weeks.
I'm going to add one last thing.
Thank you.
Because this needs to be put out there. Somebody sent me a Facebook post that said, we got rid of Tim Holifield, we got rid of the other docs, and we'll get rid of this one. Folks, I don't know what to tell you. We're not going to get rid of this one. You're not going to get rid of me. I'm not going to jump off this train until we're solid going down the tracks. We're doing what's right for the Montgomery County Animal Shelter. Are we doing everything absolutely right every single day? No. Are we trying to head in that direction? Yes. So just know that everything you see on Facebook, my God, it's not true. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Thank y'all. Percy.
Morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
22A, take all appropriate action to approve a discretionary exemption for professional service as authorized by Local Government Code 262.024A4 as stated on the agenda, and take all in one motion.
Move. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion
Aye.
Passes.
B, take all appropriate action to approve the contract negotiations process for the highest evaluated respondent for the RFP lease and development of approximately 0.82-acre parcel of property for the Conroe North Houston Regional Airport with Consulair, Inc.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
C, take all appropriate action to approve the awards, all in one motion. RFP, logging recorder system for the Sheriff's Office to Synergen Solutions, Inc. in the amount of $123,456. And RFQ design build of a metal three-sided equipment storage building to Fairweather Group, LLC in the amount of $118,604.15 for Precinct 1.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
D, take all appropriate action to approve change order number 3 to Vesta Ray Associates, LLC for consulting services to be secured for a U.S. Custom and Border Protection user fee designation for the continuation of monthly support for August and September 2016. The continuation fee will be a total of $11,000 for the Conroe North Houston Regional Airport.
Move.
Second.
Is this what we just did with
Isn't
Scott?
Isn't this what we just...
No, that was the funding. And this is for the change order.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I have a motion. Second?
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Darla.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Morning, BD.
BD.
Item 23A, consider and take appropriate action on the petition for acceptance of North Country Circle or a portion thereof into the county road maintenance system upon a finding of public use. There's also, this was actually a plat that it dedicated the roads to the public, but a portion of it was not taken into, so we have both prescriptive use and public dedication.
Cleanup work, basically.
Yes.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes.
Now we need a public hearing on a replat.
We'll recess Commissioner's Court, convene a public hearing.
Public hearing is to consider and approve a partial replat of Lot 25, Block 1 of Circle Oaks, Section 1, and Lot 1, Block 1 of Circle Oaks, Section 2, to be known as Circle Oaks, Section 4. We have received a no objection letter from the HOA. This is a fairly straightforward replat where the lots are being subdivided themselves from, I believe, 2 lots into 4 lots. I do not know if there's any other public comment.
We're here to discuss that. Go ahead, BD.
Unless okay. Y'all have any further questions.
We'll adjourn public hearing, reconvene court. I have a motion.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Commissioners, Precinct 1. Consider and approve the 2017 Montgomery County Emergency Communication District 911 operating budget. Is Chip here? Chip, would you like to address that, please?
Yes, briefly. Thank you.
Morning, Chip.
Good morning. Thank you all. The Montgomery County Emergency Communication District is an independent unit of local government, but we're responsible back to the citizens through the Commissioner's Court and through the cities. You know, you both appoint my board and approve the budgets. We've submitted our budget to you. It's a budget a little over $4.1 million, It's actually a decrease in expenditures over last year's budget by about 3.2%. We have put some cost-saving measures in place for our communication system. We are responsible for the 911 fees collected on the various types of telephone service, and then we turn around and partner with the 911 call centers that are here in Montgomery County, your sheriff's office being one of those. The budget includes continuation of a program where we fund 18 of the sheriff's office call taker employees in the communications division, as well as a grant of $100,000 in each PSAP, each 911 call center, including the sheriff's office, for equipment, whatever programs or improvements will be in that call center. Just ask that you approve the budget, or I'm here to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Chip. Do we have a motion?
I move.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Chip. Coming. Consider and approve opening position 6124213-2, Administrative Assistant 1 with an annual salary of $40,551.16 plus benefits effective 8/1/2016. I move.
Second.
Favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Human Resources. Cody?
Good morning. Please consider and approve the payroll change request forms.
Move.
Second.
All in favor? Thank
you.
Motion passes.
And commissioners, at this point, the two items we have on executive session, A, we do not need to discuss this point, and B, we can take an open session. B is merely a resolution order to defend a case filed by Jason Dayo.
Okay. All right. Thank you, BD.
Risk management has signed off on the resolution.
Okay. Okay. Do we have any citizens here that would like to address the court this morning?
To require action?
Yeah, can you move on?
Beg your pardon?
Good.
Huh?
Can you move on that resolution?
Oh, we do have a resolution to approve?
Yes, there's a
resolution. Move.
Second.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution passes. Thank you, BD. We now invite the public for comments on items not on today's agenda. Please state your name and topic. Public comment may not exceed 3 minutes. Questions or concerns about the operation, Montgomery County programs will be referred to department heads or elected officials. Texas open meeting law prevents the court from deliberating or taking action on matters raised in today's public comment. Eric, do you have something?
If I have a handout, may I hand it to you?
My name is Eric Yalick. I'm from Precinct 3, and I just wanted to briefly address the budget. I've submitted a letter to you, which I will also post on Facebook so that everyone can see it. Basically, I'm proposing to the Commissioner's Court a draft budget for Montgomery County, which includes approximately $353 million of spending, which would be a 1% spending reduction from fiscal year 2016 for fiscal year 2017. The proposed budget, which I've handed to you, includes all law enforcement department budget requests, which very clearly are very frugal requests. If you go to the county's website for fiscal year 2017, as I said, it achieves the 1% reduction. It also includes animal shelter reform, which I believe needs to occur during this budget process as opposed to waiting later. Now, I want to be clear, I'm not criticizing Commissioner Clark. I think Commissioner Clark, his heart is absolutely in the right place. He's been really working very hard on the animal shelter issue. I agree with all of the comments that he made in the previous agenda item. But at the same time, I think there's some fiscal reforms, and I hope that Commissioner Clark will remain actively involved in overseeing the animal shelter. However, what this budget does is it gives you an opportunity to actually lower the tax rate for fiscal year 2017. There is no question this county has a serious problem that people who are buying homes, aging, as we all hopefully will do, face a situation where sometimes they are having to repay for their house every 8 years in the form of ad valorem taxes. And that is a situation that it doesn't help real estate growth, it doesn't help development, and it doesn't help the development of the community. You commissioners have an opportunity to really make history here, because by lowering spending, even though you see more and more tax dollars coming in, what you can do is show that the conservative fiscal bent that you all were elected on, and which I believe you all have, you can actually apply and show that conservative leadership can actually reduce government spending. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any comments today? Well, if we do, we have a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second.
Commissioner's Court stands adjourned. We're supposed to, it will convene.